Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 146. Nate is your tech engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What is going on? Nate.
It's going good.
Good.
Having a good night.
That was a normal answer. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Now I got to go over this guy.
I try to be normal.
I was going to wait for him no matter what. Even if it was 10 minutes silence, I was going to just wait.
How are you, Sean?
I am fine. I am from France.
Nate, did we cut his mic off? Yeah. Good. I'm glad you guys are doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
How are you, Todd? We don't ever ask.
I'm great. I am doing great.
You're right.
I was looking forward to this night to record on a Wednesday, like we usually do.
To see Nate.
I couldn't wait to see Nate.
Nate the Great.
And we found out that you might be, or are definitely adopting or getting the pup.
High 90s. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Good chance at by next recording, right?
I don't see any reason why we want to be,
unless it's a psycho,
procuring a pup, but
dog named Winston.
We'll
see. Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get too excited, but get excited, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No, it's an old nursing friend for Rachel. He's 8 months and has pulled her to the ground twice. And she's on blood thinners and stuff. And she's had to get stitches on this last one. And
so what's her problem?
She's scared he's going to do it again. So
sure.
She knew that. You know, we're sort of looking for a new dog. So she thought it'd be a good fit and got a hold of us. And we're going to go visit them tomorrow. And
nice.
See how this is all going to shake out.
Well, I hope it works out.
He's a spoodle. Is that right? A spaniel doodle poodle, whatever.
Yeah. A doodle spoodle poodle.
A doodle spoodle poodle.
Named Wait, what?
Winston. I love the name Winston because of Winston Churchill.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh. I named our second dog Winston.
I love it.
Like I said, I'm a UK basketball fan, but it was named after Winston Morgan, who was a guard on the IU basketball team in the early 80s. But I love that name, Winston. Mm-hmm. And I gave him the middle name Winston Alexander.
Winston's also a Ghostbuster, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Which I need to see the second one, by the way.
That's true. Well, good. I hope
it's the second one. It's the fifth one. Well, the second second most recent one. You're right.
I am really confused. Back to the doodle poodle doodle.
The
doodle.
The Ghostbusters. The doodle.
So you're not adding the girl one in there?
No, intentionally.
We've talked about this before.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry.
That's all right.
I like opening old wounds.
I love Melissa McCarthy, though, and all the other ladies. They're great ladies, and they're great actresses. But
it had nothing to do. It's just the show
doesn't go in.
I mean,
it's not part of the whatever.
Yeah,
it was more of a spoof than a continuation.
Just, yeah, even
the
had
the Ghostbusters canon.
Yeah,
he was the guy that was like.
Oh, the guy that plays Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
That's it. I don't know. I just didn't dig it. Well, good. I'm glad you guys are doing well. Mm-hmm. Hope the creepies are doing well when they listen to this on a glorious Saturday, or it could be 2 years from now. Who knows? Guess what?
What?
We have a sponsor.
That is awesome.
Manscaped.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm going to read our little promo for Manscaped. Hey, guys, are you tired of being out in public and people seeing you and saying, look, a Sasquatch? Or maybe your wife or significant other is thinking to herself, my man is starting to look like a werewolf. Well, do we have the solution for you? Manscaped is a men's grooming company with products to get you a little less hairy and a lot more smoother. Areas such as your ears, nose, neck, back, and yes, even your hairy jubblies down below. The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is a fifth-generation trimmer to accomplish just what you need, and that's to be smooth as silk. You can use the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in or out of the shower because this bad boy is waterproof. They also have aftershave lotions, face razors, shampoos, beard oils, and many more awesome grooming products. So just go to manscaped.com and enter our special discount code, CREEPED20, that's CREEPED20, for 20% off plus free shipping. No more feeling like a Sasquatch or a werewolf by going to manscaped.com and entering special discount code, CREEPED20, that's CREEPED20, for 20% off plus free shipping. Go to manscaped.com.
I like it. I really do like it, and I actually
try. What do you like? Oh.
Well, I do have to try it in the shower. That's what I'm going to have to try.
Yeah, and Nate, mm-hmm. you're a little scared.
Test that
out. I'm scared with the battery and water. Yeah,
it's safe, man. Yeah. I'll try it first.
I'm gonna shower tonight when I get home after we record and I work, and I'm gonna try it in the shower, and I'll let you guys know how that goes.
We appreciate that.
If I don't make it out, do great do great work. Mike, will back me up. He'll be your new co-host. Yeah. Yeah. Good.
I've gotten shocked welding with wet gloves on, so yeah, I'm not looking for that shocking experience, but I'm sure it works great.
Well,
and maybe one day I'll get over my fears.
I understand.
He just wants me to try it first. That's it.
Will do it and like it.
I can take one for the team on that one.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we'll let Sean do it first.
Yeah.
What happened to Sean? Oh,
go. Yeah, I mean, it's got to work. They advertise it. So.
That's right.
That's right.
That's good.
That's right. And they're sponsoring us, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, that is manscaped.com. Sean, we don't have a COSO.
No.
So, we can't do that. But we do have a topic. And what is the topic?
We do. This is my pick. Is this my pick? Did I pick this one? I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It says me. Alton State. I started to say Nate's, and I'm like, no,
it's mine. It's you.
Alton State Prison. No. Alton State Hospital. Why can't I say this right? Alton State Hospital. And if you're, this is something that we're starting to do too, is citing our references and all that kind of stuff. So if you're interested, you can go to the bottom of our show notes for the source links so that you can dive into more topics on this topic.
More into this topic is what.
That's right. Man.
He's not doing words tonight.
No words. Sorry.
So yeah, Alton State Hospital.
Yeah. And this was mine. So
we've heard of
it. I should
Alton,
have a
right?
good foundation, right?
Yeah, who is it that tells us that we need to go to Alton? It's your old boss.
Keith, yep.
Keith, that's who right. doesn't listen?
And, well, he has listened. Oh, okay. I don't know if he still does religiously or not. Shout out to Keith if he's out there. But he has said, and he told Jenna to make sure that when we go to Alton to contact him, he wants to go with us.
Okay.
So that's home sweet home.
Creepy town.
That's right. Alton State Mental Hospital is one of history's only mental hospitals from the early 1900s that's still in operation today. As with other haunted asylums that we ourselves have covered, the patients of the Alton State Hospital were subjected to cruel and inhumane treatments under the guise of medical progress. Patients unlucky enough to land within its thick walls found themselves victims to the abuse that Alton State Hospital was infamous for.
Mm.
We'll call it infamous, right?
Infamous.
Famous or infamous.
Yeah. I want to be infamous.
Yeah. Well, I think you are in some parts of Plainfield.
Yeah. I probably am.
With your license plate.
I know. Cut people off. And
that's right.
That's hilarious. No, it's not. So Alton State Hospital. Why is it echoey?
Sorry, my mic got turned way up and I tripped.
That's okay.
You tripped? Yeah, because I laughed in there and I was like, whoa, that's loud. Why is it loud?
Yeah. No, anyway. So Alton State Hospital, pretty creepy. Mm-hmm. Put this on the list.
Got it.
Many, many places in Alton, by the way, are creepy.
Oh,
so
heck
I
yeah.
guess just put the whole town, city, whatever they call them. I don't know.
We're going to, when we do a investigation, we're just going to go to Alton and do and investigate Alton, right? Like the whole kit and caboodle.
Yeah. It's actually one of the, you know, they say most haunted
if not
cities,
the most
period,
haunted. Yeah.
Because they have multiple. Yeah. So Alton State Hospital is one of the most famous, like you said, infamous. They've got all kinds. It kind of put it with the Trans-Allegheny in West Virginia, Rolling Hills Asylum in New York, and Danvers State, which I want to talk about sometime down the road. That's the lunatic. That's what they called it back then. So lunatic asylum in Danvers, Massachusetts. Yeah, all kinds of things going on here in this this here Alton Mental Health. Disembodied voices. Here's a little story. So it says some staff, patients, and visitors have reported hearing unusual noises, undecipherable whispering between people that no one sees, door slamming inexplicably, and nurses on duty hearing a disembodied voice asking meekly, "Who's that?" People have reported the sensation of being touched by unseen hands. What do you think about that, Nate?
I like it.
He's game.
That's just, he loved when it said unseen hands, right? We had him at that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a pretty creepy place.
It was a working farm too. Like they built it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, so it's kind of like what we've talked about before, where they kind of kept it as a self-contained, mm-hmm. Produced
Yep, have its own power, all that kind of stuff, yep.
Yeah, it seemed like as they're building it in sections, and as they're completing one section, they're moving patients in and then working on the next section. And
It's huge, too. Like,
It is.
Ginormous. So, I mean, it was, and I think it's still amazing that it's still in operation. That's what, because we don't cover a lot of places. They're like, oh, they still use this. I mean, they're abandoned. We go through them.
Right. They were closed, you know, 30 years ago or 40 years ago. Absolutely. Yeah, it is a very large facility. Yeah.
It says, entities of Alton State, as with any hospital, death and sorrow ran deep within the veins of Alton State Hospital. The energy felt here by the patients has stuck around, and the energies of former patients is a key ingredient for souls refusing to give up contact with the physical world. Today, staff at the current Alton Mental Health Center have had some of the strangest experiences of all. Alton State Hospital earned a reputation for mistreating patients, subjecting them to crude treatments, and sometimes lasted hours or days. Considered cutting-edge treatments at the time would be labeled as torture today. Staff and visitors report hearing unusual sounds, disembodied voices, we talked about that, slamming doors, and nurses on duty report hearing a quiet voice that asks, "Who is that?" And then we're talking about, like you're saying, being touched. That's always a fun one, right?
Well,
it says there's a photo that shows a bright orb with a vision of a man's face in agony. So I imagine that was, unfortunately, pretty common around in this place.
They described it as an orb?
So it showed a bright orb and then the vision with a vision of a man's face in agony in it.
Now that's...
That's what it says.
Huh. I didn't know. I don't think we've ever heard of orbs. I could be wrong. With a usually it's just the light or the whatever. But I don't ever remember hearing like a face or anything different about the orb.
Yeah, that's different. You know what I'm
saying? That's a lot different actually.
This says a lot of the ghost investigators or paranormal investigators who try to visit are told by the spirits to get out, promptly being pushed out of the rooms that they're in.
Nice. Yeah, you always go like that.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah, you want to feel welcome, right? Yeah,
right.
Looking at how bad the conditions were here, Dr. Zeller was one of the main doctors back when it opened. In 1921, Dr. Zeller resigned from his position at Alton State and returned to Peoria State Hospital, where he found mass amounts of neglect. He checked himself into the hospital for 3 days, living in a different ward every night. His experience was so profound that he ordered that every member of the staff live life at the hospital as an inmate, as they were once called. He stepped down as hospital administration in 1935 and passed away on June 29th in 1938. The death of Dr. Zeller removed a distinguished part of the community for the improvement of the care of the mentally ill. His belief in lockless units and a zero restraint policy removed the stigma of those who with mental illnesses and found other treatments that became more successful, such as occupational therapy.
Hey, shout out. I was going to say, that's why that whole working farm thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's occupation and function based.
We didn't have to say that.
No. Yay! He did that on purpose.
He did.
No, yeah. It's just interesting that, I mean, he checked himself in as a patient just to see how things were going, and he was appalled by it.
Yeah, you know, right.
And things needed to change.
Pretty typical. Pretty consistent with what we've talked about. Here's a Reddit comment. They show a picture of part of the hospital. And this guy, I don't know, woman, whatever, says this is the rear of the old administration building. Nothing inside it now except birds and ghosts, I guess. They said I work at this facility in the newer forensics building, which was built in 1997. But all the other buildings are much older. I work midnights and take walks in the summer on my breaks. And it says you can feel the history oozing out of every brick here. That would be kind of cool, I think, actually, to work there.
And oozing, I like that.
Oozing, you don't use that word a lot. Yeah, so.
Except on Pimple Popper.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of, I'd love to check this place out, you know, be kind of cool.
Well, like we said earlier, Alton being so haunted, it says, Alton is considered one of the most haunted small towns in America, which we've talked about before. Its sordid past of tragedy, murder, and death have led to Alton's extremely haunted present. Several locations in Alton are said to be haunted, including the infamous McPike Mansion, the First Unitarian Church, and the Milton School. The city itself has even featured in featured in countless articles and TV shows, and Mark Twain once referred to Alton, Illinois, as a dismal little river town. Go Mark Twain. It's no surprise that one of Illinois' most haunted hospitals is located in one of America's most haunted small towns. Alton has seen the likes of Civil War battles and even an integral part of the Underground Railroad. Alton State Hospitals offer such a glimpse of the hauntings that Alton has to offer. It says, you know, basically, if you ever experience it, this is one of the places they want to make sure that you let them know, like actually contact them and let them know your experiences, because this is, even though it's a place that's still open and operational, like they want to hear those stories. Like, I think that's part of the intrigue and the mystery and everything, because it's been part of them for such a long time.
I'm glad they embrace it.
That's right.
Some of their treatment methods were cold water treatment, electroshock therapy, and lobotomies.
Ooh, you don't need that part of the brain.
And
get rid of that.
Hair tremors in the shower. That's right. Nasal.
No!
Stop it! Yeah.
Yeah, some of the...
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Paranormal interactions, they're saying that two nurses have heard voices whispering to them in the same spot.
Mm. Yeah, that would... That creep me out.
Mm-hmm.
Hush, keep it down now.
I would like to do a tour of the place, and then I'd love to go on like a, let's say like a 4-hour investigation. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'd like to check this out. I got a story here. It's off of Reddit. And I found this one, and Sean's going to like this. It might be him. Care Bear Share 41.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh, anyway. So this person says, I've worked in healthcare for over 20 years now, and I have a couple from working in nursing homes of seeing the figure in black shooting across the hall, and then in the next 24 hours, a resident will die, and then in less than a week, another one will pass as well. But my favorite story is this. I worked at a very small hospital, maybe 30 beds. It has been around for many years. In the basement is, of course, the old morgue, and there is one elevator that goes up from the basement to the main floor outside the nurse's station. This elevator would come up in the middle of the night randomly, and the doors would open, and all the staff would get up to go find the patient who just passed away. One night, my coworkers and I were sitting at the nurse's station, and down the short hall to our right, we hear this TV come on, and the volume is up as loud as it can be. One of my CWs and I walk down said hall to find the TV to turn it down. There is one room down the hall that maintenance has the door closed and do not enter signs on the door. After looking in all the open rooms, there is no other room but the closed one to lock in, or I'm sorry, to look in. There is no other room but the closed one. Oh, they wrote it twice. But the closed one to look in, we open the door. There is nothing in this room except the TV. I walked in, turned the TV, and said, stop that. There is a sick baby next door who needs to sleep, so please be quiet. I walked out and closed the door with no further incidents with the TV. That's a little... That's kind of a cool and creepy.
It's very cool and creepy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Care Bears. Of all people.
The CBs.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know.
This is the Department of Mental Health assumed control of the hospital in 1961 and changed its name to Alton Mental Health Center in 75. Alton Mental Health Center is now primarily a forensic services provider with approximately 200 court-ordered patients. A new high-security building was completed in 1997. There's also a cemetery, and it's interesting. The Alton State Hospital Cemetery was established in 1918. According to the Alton Evening Telegraph, July 31st, 1918, 20 people had already been buried in the new cemetery. The land the cemetery is on is part of the old Kirkpatrick Farm. So that's how they turned that whole, you know, that land into a working farm. From a farm, apparently. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. But there were some stories about, you know, how haunted the cemetery is, too.
Mm-hmm. What year was this built, Sean? Do you remember?
It started in 1909 is when the General Assembly made provisions to assume all responsibility. It's 1911. They appropriated funds in 1911. Construction was not completed at the site until 1917.
Okay.
So Yeah, so, early 1900s was when it started getting developed, and not by 1917.
Yeah, so a little over 100 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a temporary quarters, it says, at the Anna State Hospital in 1916 until it was done in 1917.
Gotcha. Yeah, for this to still be in operation, that's pretty interesting.
It was a training school for nurses after World War One, which is kind of cool. 1921 mm-hmm. in the 30s. That's neat, though. But yeah. So, okay. Yeah, it's had quite the history of it is really interesting.
Sounds like if you're a nurse, you're going to get, you're going to have some experiences.
Oh, my gosh.
Some activity come your way.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just love the fact that you can still go there and, like, I mean, it's still actually, sure. like I said, it's operational.
Absolutely. Yeah. That is cool. Yeah. And them embracing the paranormal is mm-hmm. very,
They don't shy away from it anyway. It
seems like a lot of the places we talk about don't, and then a lot of them do. Just depends. So, yeah. Anything else, Nate, Sean, you have on the Alton State Hospital?
No, I think that's all the highlights I can find.
No, we got to get there.
Yeah, I think that would be a...
They won't let us through the door, though.
Well, we don't tell them who we are. We just say we're Todd, or we're Ted, Nick, and Lon. No. Well, and we'll say a different podcast. we're from Hillbilly Horse. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I think this would be fun. If we had, like, a weekend to spend, that would be, like, go there on a Friday, spend the night, and then just go out on Saturday mm-hmm. and check out all these different places. So mm-hmm. I want to go to they have hotels, Mineral Springs Hotel, that mm-hmm. got a lot of activity, I guess. So
the first amount of money that they appropriated in 1913 was $500,000.
Wow.
So $500,000, yeah, to start building a new hospital. That's quite a chunk of change in 1913.
Oh, yeah. Not. I wonder what that would be in today's money. I mean, few million. I mean, obviously multi-million. So, well, if you guys don't have anything else, I like that topic. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, Creepies. I'm really glad I thought of it and then remembered that I had come up with it.
And I don't think Alton's that far.
2 hours.
2 hours. Nice.
That's it. Right on. Yep.
That's
chump change.
Chump change. Chump hop, distance. Skip and a jump. We can practically walk there. Right?
That's right.
Thank you. That was good. That was good stuff. Good topic choice. Nate, what do you have, sir?
Before we all get all mental, we'll go ahead and bring this to a close. That's a wrap.
What's he trying to say, Sean?
I don't know. I have no idea what that.
I think it's directed to you, though.
I can't read between the lines. Oh, then it probably is directed towards me.
Well, thank you, Nate. We appreciate that. We don't want to be mental, right? And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 146 and our discussion on the creepy Alton State Hospital. Until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.